Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The drive-through with Musibudi Whitehead and Sandile van Heerden, home of the Afropolitan.
Welcome indeed. It is the home of the Afropolitan. You are listening to The Drive-Thru all the way till 6 o'clock. Myself, Sandile van Heerden, as well as Musibudi Whitehead. And we are joined in studio by the talented Musa. Musa, thank you so much for coming through. Before we heard from you, we were playing some Ursha, baby. And you did that falsetto, and you're going to give us some more a bit later. But if I may ask you, who were the guys that were influencing you? You're probably going around school in your blazer, mimicking guys, showing off their talent. Who were those guys for you?
Shoot, man, it was such a beautiful journey for me. I mean, it starts off from people like Nana Coyote to Tepo Tula. I fell in love with people like Michael Speaks.
What?
I used to listen to Lyndon David Hall.
Sexy
Cinderella. Yeah, you know what I mean? I think for me, Dave Hollister, I was just bulked up by so much talent, man. Like, because I used to love listening to music. The same way
tell,
that I...
because you took it there. You, yeah. I thought you were going to say, you know, the normal guys, R. Kelly, Asha. I thought you were going to keep it chill. You just went, as T-Boz would say, you went into the crate, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I used to listen to. I mean, that's the kind of music that I... And then I fell in love with a lot of jazz music in my life. Beautiful. I used to listen to a lot of Bobby McFerrin, Robert Glasper. Yo, man, I used to go Gecko Matsui.
Gecko Matsui? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but he sounds amazing.
She.
Japanese. Yeah.
She's Japanese.
I picked up the Matsui.
You know, so I go through a whole list, man. I used to love hip hop. I don't think there's a sound of music that I haven't really gone past in and not found something great about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you are open to different kind of sounds, music. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I enjoy.
So you're going from like rap, hip hop, rock, jazz.
Yeah, to even classical music. Like, I just listen to things because I think there's this documentary I used to watch that Bobby McFerrin used to say, you always take out what you eat. Yeah.
So what you put in,
that's what you take
what you
out.
Get out.
So if you feed yourself enough, you'll have enough to take out.
Ow. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Ow.
So why did you decide Idols? At the time, I mean, Idols was fairly established in South Africa.
Yeah.
But there was this kind of dialogue. The guys who come from Idols, can they make it out there, man? Can they make it in the real performing world, in inverted commas? Why did you decide, hey, I'm going to try this Idols thing?
I think my Idols story is so tricky for me. Like, to be honest with you, I didn't like Idols for a very long time because I thought it was predominantly white, you know? And I was like, I'm not going to do that thing.
Especially if you're listening to Nana Coyote.
And I looked at it, I was like, the minute I walk into the place, they're going to shut me out. They're going to treat me weird, you know? And so my mother challenged me one day. We were watching when Kaya won. And I looked at my mother, like, I can do that. She was like, do it. I was like, bet. I was like, I'm bringing this one home. And then I got over it after some time. And then I came back. I remember I was on tour in the Seychelles. This is before Idols. And then I came back because I was in the Seychelles for like 3 months. And when I came back from the Seychelles, it was actually I came from a gig and then we were driving past Sandton. And I saw like a line of people. And then I was like, what's going on here? They're like, it's the Idols edition. I was like, yeah, bet. I'm getting in. I wasn't even ready for that. It had nothing to do. And I was like, let me just do it. And I got in. And when I was in the line, I was like, I should probably go home. I don't think I'm ready for this. And then something said to me, just do it.
Okay. And that's an interesting one because people often rehearse their audition song, will practice it for months.
Yeah.
And here's Musa saying, on the day, I'm on a hoy. So what piece did you use to audition and when did you decide? Like, okay,
I actually decided my piece as I walked in, like as they said to me, start singing. I was like, what song works? And I just had to get in, like, and I just went and I was like, okay.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah, it was Maxwell, Pretty Wings.
just remind me.
Nose, man, it's so blocked. let me see if I can try do it. Let me see if I can try get this right. Time will bring the real end of our trial. One day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no recession. Feel as within ya. One day you will remember me. Your face will be the reason I smile. One day there'll be no remnants, no... Forgot the song.
Yeah. I'm
thinking too much.
Man, that was beautiful.
You know what it is? You know what it is? People have told us this before. We are a bit more intimidating than
So you choose that song. You go through the process. You win Idols. And now comes the second part of Musa's career. Trying to now really make it in the music industry. And then you have a legend like Robbie Malinga.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I think the weirdest thing about Robbie and I try to tell the story all the time, is that we didn't start by working. Robbie and I were actually great friends way before we started working. Before I even went to Idols, Robbie and I were cool. Okay. But our biggest discussion was always, I'm not going to work with you until I feel like you actually earned it. Regardless of me chilling with you, I'm not going to work with you until I feel like you earned it.
This is him saying to you.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, I'll earn it, but let's do this. You better know, like, I don't back down on bits. Like, I think that's
why do you think
weakness.
He said that?
I honestly just, he just wanted to make sure I was ready. I think, because there was nothing else to it. Like, I think he just wanted to make sure that when I do start doing this, I don't fall off the mark because I coincidentally just find myself in studio with him. I went through Idols. So I did my first album, and he was part of the production of that album. We did the album, didn't do so well. We took some time off, and then we just continued working, you know. And then one day we just decided, let's do this. You know, he was like, yeah, let's do this. And I was like, now you want to do this? Like, yeah, now we can do it. And then we went into studio, and hey, that's how we ended up where we did. So a lot of people think we met at the time. We've been good, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We are talking to Musa on the drive through right here on Kai FM 95.9. Musa, once again, thank you so much for coming through. Before we let you go, I was chatting to Proverb off air, trying to find some dirt on you that he would share. And apparently, you squeaky clean.
Yeah.
But he did share an interesting story. He says, when you were on Idols, you ended up in hospital, and they were worried because you were in hospital, you couldn't come to rehearsals.
Yeah.
So you then got out of hospital and you went straight to the show, and apparently you dropped Hot Fire.
Yeah, I think that was the day I actually, to be honest with you, I think that was the day I actually won Idols. When I came
with
back
that performance.
Hospital. Yeah, because I was performing and there was a doctor sitting backstage literally hoping by everything that he is that I don't drop and die. And that was a showstopper performance. The
yes,
worst
that's
part
what
of
you
it
were
all.
Saying.
Yeah, I literally came from the doctor's set and I had to watch them and rehearse and watch them do the dance moves. And I'm watching this thing and I have to register it in my mind while I'm on meds. Because you must remember, I went into hospital. It was a Tuesday when I went into hospital. I only got my operation done on Wednesday. On Friday, I'm performing. So there's no time for me to rest in between that. I literally have to be on the ball. So I'm over every day I'm listening to the song. I have to rearrange the song while lying in a hospital bed, and I have to call the band guys and go, guys, this is how I want the song to go. Like, let's cut this out. Let's do this. But I'm not even there to get full clarity of it. So by the day I get there, it's a Friday, I literally had about 4 hours to prep myself before the show started.
Wow.
And I had to sit and watch people do that. And the doctor was like, dude, don't do this. I was like, dude,
yeah,
calm down.
I have to do this.
Like, it's not even about me anymore. Like, I need to get this thing done. And I got on stage, and that was the day everyone said, damn. And I was not allowed to let people know that I'm not well.
Oh, so you don't,
because
for the sympathy
because
votes.
It would have became then an unfair,
yes.
They called it, it would have been then an unfair
advantage.
Yeah.
You get sympathy votes.
It's not well. So, and I was like, you don't want me to tell them? They were like, no, I was like, let me do this in the state. Oh. I told you I have a problem with pets.
Oh, man, he does. What a wonderful discussion we're having with Musa. We're going to play some of his music after the news. He's selected some songs, some of his own, working with the likes of Nziga. That'll be coming up after the 4 o'clock news with Tunisia Jechels. But let's look ahead. Where can we catch Musa? Listen to some of your stuff. And where is your latest body of work out?
I've actually got a new song out with Nsega from The Soil in Tsekofatu. It's called Wozala.
Coming up after the news, yes.
Yeah, it's available everywhere on every platform. If anyone needs to know more about it, they can just look me up on Instagram at Musa The Voice, Twitter at Musa The Voice. Yeah, man. I feel like I'm in such a beautiful space right now where I just want to make music and have fun.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks for coming in. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and that was an amazing story. You have an amazing gift.
Yep.
Look after it, and we look forward to lots and lots of years of great music.
Thank you so much, man. I know I'm going to make it here for quite some time.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.